I'm Jim Meadows for Illinois Public Media News. The family of Yingying Zhang is hoping that 2018 will be the year they get answers about her disappearance. That's when Brent Christensen, the man accused of kidnapping and causing the death of the young visiting scholar from China, is to go on trial. Prosecutors say Yingying Zhang was last seen on surveillance video getting into Brent Christensen's vehicle on June 9th at a bus stop on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana. Authorities believe Yingying is dead, but her family traveled to the U.S. with hope she might still be alive. Back in July, her boyfriend, Zhaolin Ho, spoke of Yingying in the present tense.
Yingying is our pride and joy. She is smart, hardworking, brave, and kind.
On the other side, court-appointed public defender Tom Patton told reporters in September that Brent Christensen will have his own story to tell to a jury.
The allegations against him are only allegations, and all you've heard so far are one of the parties' versions of the facts.
That version is a grim one. Prosecutors have accused Christensen of forcibly abducting Zhang last June in Urbana and holding her at his Champaign apartment after following threads about kidnapping and abductions on a fetish networking website. Her body has not been found. Yingying Zhang's family returned to China in November, but are expected to come back for Christensen's trial set for February 27th. A federal judge has given the Justice Department until February 1st to say if they will seek the death penalty. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.